87.
And now regarding thy question, how is it that no records are to be found concerning the prophets that have preceded Adam, the father of mankind, or of the kings that lived in the days of those prophets? Know thou that the absence of any reference to them is no proof that they did not actually exist. That no records concerning them are now available should be attributed to their extreme remoteness, as well as to the vast changes which the earth hath undergone since their time.
Moreover, such forms and modes of writing as are now current amongst men were unknown to the generations that were before Adam. There was even a time when men were wholly ignorant of the art of writing and had adopted a system entirely different from the one which they now use. For a proper exposition of this, an elaborate explanation would be required. Consider the differences that have arisen since the days of Adam. The diverse and widely known languages now spoken by the peoples of the earth were originally unknown, as were the varied rules and customs now prevailing amongst them. The people of those times spoke a language different from those now known. Diversities of language arose in a later age, in a land known as Babel. It was given the name Babel because the term signifieth the place where the confusion of tongues arose. Subsequently, Syriac became prominent among the existing languages. The sacred scriptures of former times were revealed in that tongue. Later, Abraham, the friend of God, appeared and shed upon the world the light of divine revelation. The language he spoke while he crossed the Jordan became known as Hebrew, Ebroni, which meaneth the language of the crossing. The books of God and the sacred scriptures were then revealed in that tongue, and not until after a considerable lapse of time did Arabic become the language of revelation. Witness, therefore, how numerous and far-reaching have been the changes in language, speech, and writing since the days of Adam. How much greater must have been the changes before him. Our purpose in revealing these words is to show that the one true God hath in his all-highest and transcendent station ever been and will everlastingly continue to be exalted above the praise and conception of all else but him. His creation hath ever existed, and the manifestations of his divine glory and the daysprings of eternal holiness have been sent down from time immemorial and been commissioned to summon mankind to the one true God. That the names of some of them are forgotten and the records of their lives lost is to be attributed to the disturbances and changes that have overtaken the world. Mention hath been made in certain books of a deluge which caused all that existed on earth, historical records as well as other things, to be destroyed. Moreover, many cataclysms have occurred which have effaced the traces of many events. Furthermore, among existing historical records, differences are to be found, and each of the various peoples of the world hath its own account of the age of the earth and of its history. Some trace their history as far back as 8,000 years, others as far as 12,000 years. To anyone that hath read the book of Duke, it is clear and evident how much the accounts given by the various books have differed. Please God, thou wilt turn thine eyes towards the most great revelation and entirely disregard these conflicting tales and traditions.